evening, everybody, and once again, thanks for joining us at Loftus. Without any further delay, come in, coach.
Luke, could you call this a season turning victory in terms of the way guys played and how you were able to manage the emotions that come through such a time?
I won't say it's a turning point. I just think we've had one or two games where we lost it in the last minute, and I think we started the game very well, the way we wanted to play, a lot of width and guys really running hard. And then in the second half, just after half-time, we made a few mistakes and we were really under pressure. And I think the guys just showed some great character. Even after that last try, we lost the game against them in the last minute. Guys just stuck to the guns, and the guys that came off the bench also made a big difference. So yeah, I think it's great for us as a team to go out there under pressure, almost fighting back and giving the momentum back.
Okay. You said the character was what stood out in the game, especially at the end?
Yeah, I think when we went down with a point or two, you talked about this is who wants it the most now. We still got dreams in this competition, and the guys stood up and they came back and they played with a lot of heart. So we're very happy about the character and almost the will to win. So it's fantastic.
France, you must be happy with the
prize. Yeah, it was first half was almost a perfect performance, like Victor said, you know, really what we planned and the shapes and things he's chasing now for the last few months really paid off for us. And I thought, you know, that put them on the back foot, and what helped also, we were accurate. When we got the opportunity, we scored. Yeah, so it was satisfying.
What's
good with John Serpentine? Yep, I had no long class to spill in 12, all in our system, I had great work rate, maar ons het die bal ook baie gedra. So daai tweede helfte is maar net meer om hom op te pas en sy amper sy speeltyd net te bestuur.
Was ook 'n bietjie 'n concern met injuries bit and we also looked at just before the Australian
game. Yeah, you never want to see that, you know, it's a pity, especially Pete also early in that game. Yeah, that knock. So the doc is positive about it. So let's Monday is always a better time to make a call and almost the grade of the injury, so now we'll wait it out.
Victor, with that 13-point comeback in the second half where the Lions seized the lead and without reply, you didn't sense that there was any real genuine panic in the ranks, even although you'd conceded 13 points without reply and the Lions had suddenly seized the lead.
I think the thing about that is to get the momentum back somehow. So you need magic from someone, a good drive, a good hit, good turnover. So that is what we were chasing. So listen, we just need something to almost get us back in the game. And luckily that happened. So again, we believe in what we do. So the guys just stuck to it. Almost the next play, what do we need to do? Because we actually made a few mistakes after halftime, three, four mistakes that gave them everything, and we just had to go back to the basics, do the things right, not making mistakes, almost force them into a mistake so we can start playing again.
Victor, there weren't many scrums in the first half, but there seemed to be quite a few packed into that third quarter, and that seemed to be where, you know, that they got a foothold there as well, and that put you guys under pressure as well, and you also seemed to be quite frustrated with the referee, some of the decisions around the scrum as well.
Yeah, it's always difficult now for me. There was just one way on the two. I thought myself were pretty straight where he said he went in, but it's very difficult. We have to go and have a look at it again. It's not easy for the refs to call that, so it's a very difficult area of the game to really ref at the moment.
Peter, what was your word on Marius to say strafskop voordeel
in the play of Mitius Kommers? You're
still there. You're waving arms.
France, I know we probably hammered on this issue for the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Have you made contact with Saru and probably Sansa about the scrum issue? I know you made a comment about it, and it being a grey area and how it can actually cost, you know, teams wins. And we saw today, as Ken alluded, the fact that, you know, again, it doesn't seem as if the officials understand what's going on. Are you guys trying to find a solution
Yeah, we definitely back the system. I think the channels are open. You can review before, preview before the game, talk to referee. They're all open. Really, I must say that helps you also to go forward and get closure after a game. Last week also, Yaku also, there was great communication. Bali, you know, he's the referee coach on scrums. And, you know, there were some things that was obvious in that game, you know. So the only thing we can do is take lessons from it, improve and get more accurate, you know, and get it. Like the main thing last week is we overextended and we didn't keep our binds, you know. So this week we really worked hard on that, and it wasn't the issue, not at one scrum it was an issue. So I thought we moved forward in that department. And the way we ended also today, you know, we fight it and we backed our front row that was on the field. And they went for a full 80 and it worked in our benefit. So credit to Marcel and Attar also. They're working very hard, and also Trevor that started today. And it was a battle. And you know, this local derbies, and it's one of the Lions' strengths also as a scrum. So, but we positive about the scrum, you know. So, and like I said, the channel's open.
That was a crucial penalty that the scrum won in the 76
minute.
I think it was 50
meter
one
and under. Yes. Yeah, no, that was crucial. It was straight after that mall advantage that you know, went begging, but we got that scrum opportunity, you know, and that was a big match temperament from Andre to slot that one over, you know. It was a huge moment in the game.
Franz, Victor and yourself spoke earlier in the week about Pierre Spies on ice for a while and on the bench, but it was an inspired substitution and you could actually see it out on the field.
Yeah, he created two big moments, you know. The one was when we turned that ball around and he was almost starting or creating that counter-attack opportunity and that quick tap. That was a crucial moment in the game, you know. So, yeah, that's exactly what we know that Pierre can do, and it's good to see that every week, you know, he's getting his innings together and he's playing well.
It's been a road back, but you must be delighted with Arno Muerta's performance.
Yeah, I know for sure. You know, it's almost like Jan. He was in and out, you know, but tonight was really special performance from Arno. It's exactly what we needed. We played against most probably one of the best loose three combination in a competition. So we stood up in that department, you know, and they definitely made a huge difference.
From since the start of the season, you spoke about how conditioning was going to have to really improve in the team and just to play at a higher intensity. And it seemed tonight was a perfect example of that. I mean, a lot of the tries, sure, you guys went wide, but there were forwards up wide who were handling well and, you know, were able to do the supporting runs. And are you happy that all that pre-season work, this is the conditioning that we're now seeing because of that?
Yeah, no, definitely, you know. A lot of the credit must go to Victor, you know, the conditioners, how they work, the shapes he's chasing and the game intensity and game-related type of sessions we have, you know. So, I think, you know, we really feel happy about this result tonight. You know, it was a crucial one for us to keep our campaign alive, and we worked hard in that attacking mindset, and tonight it paid off for us. A
couple of knocks, bumps, Berger, Pitt, you must be thanking the heavens that it's a bye week.
Yeah, no, for sure, you know, that's the nature of the competition. You know, team's going to face some setbacks in situations like this, and you must react to that. And I thought also Hoogie, when he came on at the halfback, you know, he made some pretty great decisions there, and his box kicks was spot on, you know. So, yeah, hopefully they find the injuries and they all can go on tour. Yeah, I thought definitely it was the plan in the beginning, you know, and we got the momentum on the gain line, so that helped also a lot, and we just kept going. And again, you know, it's Victor sitting here now, but really he's working hard the whole season on shapes and making good decisions and getting people in or players up on their feet and in position, you know, so it was, couldn't come at a better time.
Victor, the dan iemand die op die been wat doen dat jou probeer nog goed dat recht maken en die eerste game terug. Hoe voel je nou na die game? Alles lekker voor jou, voor jou sfeer en
dan? Ja, ik moet zeggen, het is een groot goal die week. Ik denk al was eigenlijk nog 2 weken als ik aan het spelen heb vanavond. Maar het net gevoel als een belangrijke wedstrijd, maar ik moet zeggen, Knie het great gevoel. Ik denk dat Dan Doep het een awesome job gedoen. Hij heeft gezegd, net een klein dingetje skoon, maar ga niks serieus. So, ja, ik zal 2 weken aan die haar kloop en voluit aan die oefen. So, baie goed gevoel van hem.
Frans, top of the South African Conference, does that sort of make up a lot for last weekend's narrow defeat?
Definitely one of the goals, you know, it's still a long way to go, but that's where we want to be. Still, we know it's a lot of work to be done on the tour, but we're positive. We know if the things that's going for us in attack, I think that's on tour. If you can keep that up, we're positive about the tour, looking forward to it.
What's the success tour? What's the recipe to a good tour? You've been part of a lot of them. And again, this will probably be a
season for you guys. Yeah, I think what we've seen this year is there's quite a few South African teams that's won overseas. So we just need to go, and like we do every week, I know it sounds like a cliche, we just must take it week for week. Put all our effort into every week, do our planning. Like Coach said, I think the one thing is you have to go and play rugby there. You can't go into a negative mindset, of course. A lot of the time that's what happens, and you're almost your own worst enemy. So we're going to be positive, we're going to go out there and play some good attacking rugby, and hopefully the results will come out.
There's an old head in the football team, you guys going to camp this week. Do you feel as if South African teams have given Heineke enough to be able to work with him when you walk up here?
Yeah, I must say, I had a look this morning at the Hurricanes Crusaders game, and I thought, wow, that's a great game. And I think people must have enjoyed tonight as well. I think there was a lot of width and attack. There's a lot of attacking rugby. A lot of people say South African teams only drive and kick. But I think tonight they saw we can play with ball in hand, we can attack with width, and play some great rugby. So I think Heineke will be happy. There's some new players also standing up and playing well. Hopefully some of the more senior guys will almost hit their form as the Super Rugby gets to an end.
Any concern with the Cheetahs beating the Stormers at how tight the South African Conference is and sort of the points between South African teams and probably the Australians and New Zealanders?
I think we must just focus on our own race. We must take it week for week. We can't control anything that any other team is doing. We've got 5 games left. We've got a tour in front of us that's going to be tough. So we can just focus on what we can do and do all our preparation, and hopefully we can get the results.